everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Welcome to the Voices of Courage show today. Today, we're exploring messages from the other side, from beyond the veil. We are talking about near-death experiences. We are tuning into what life is about, what life purpose is about. Is there a God out there? Is there something else out there? We're answering some questions that maybe you have. So this will be a very interesting program today. And as with all of our shows, these shows are meant for you to expand your awareness, expand your consciousness, be able to help you to maybe understand some of the mysteries of this world, be able to see things that you've never seen before, hear things you've never heard before, and do things you've never been able to do before either. So that's what this show is about. I hope you'll tell your family and friends about this show because that's how we grow. But more importantly, that's how we all connect to one another. When we start to let go of ignorance, we tune into truth, wisdom, courage, life gets better for all of us. So stay tuned here. I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, I have a very special guest I'd like to share with you today. He's a professor. He's studied NDA for quite a while. And he's going to be talking about his own experiences and how it can relate to all of us. So we'll be right back.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is, again, is your host, Ken D. Foster. I have my very special guest, Professor Douglas Hodgson. Douglas, how are you?
I'm very well, Ken. Thank you very much for having me on your show. And greetings from Western Australia to all of your audience.
Yeah, you're in Australia, and I know it's early in the morning for you. It's thank you for waking up for us. For those of you that don't know the professor, Douglas Hodgson is a dual citizen of Canada and Australia and a retired lawyer and dean and professor of law residing in Western Australia, as you just mentioned. He undertook postgraduate legal study at the University of London before embarking on a 35-year career in higher education in Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. He's a teacher, a researcher, scholar, author, human rights advocate, and university administrator, and much more. He is currently has a new book out. We're going to be talking about his book, and we're talking today with him about near-death experiences. Professor, do you mind if I call you Professor?
That's quite all right. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you,
Professor.
How did you get into the near-death experience side of the world with such a distinguished career? Some might think, wow, this is a real flip for the professor to be doing this. So let's talk about that.
Well, Ken, I've always been interested in life's larger existential or metaphysical questions. Metaphysical in the sense that they're not capable of being answered through an objective study of material reality. So, for example, does God exist? Does heaven exist? Is there an afterlife? And if so, what form does that take? Do each of us have a soul or a consciousness? And does it survive the death of our physical body? In other words, is it transcendental in nature? Or does our consciousness end in an empty void of nothingness, when we physically die. What are the, are there any higher spiritual realms? And if so, what are they like? What is the meaning and purpose to our life? Are we judged on a reward-punishment basis? And if so, by whom? Are there universal laws that underpin the universe and cosmos? Are we alone? Or are there countless other dimensions and planes of existence, both seen and unseen, of vast complexity? All of these questions I've been interested in, and I first read Dr. Raymond Moody's book, Life After Life, a previous edition in about 1990. Uh-huh. And I was totally enthralled with Dr. Moody's book. But being a busy university academic, I didn't have much time for recreational or hobby reading. And when I went into semi-retirement in early 2018, I had the good fortune to read another book by Dr. Eben Alexander, Proof of Heaven, A Neurosurgeon's Journey into the Afterlife. Wow. And once again, I was completely taken away with what I read. And that prompted me to conduct my own investigation into the near-death experience. And concurrently with that, I was doing research on another book that's recently been released, Transcendental Spirituality, Wisdom and Virtue, the Divine Virtues and Treasures of the Heart. So that really was an examination of 12 of the world's mainstream religions, both Eastern and Western. And I tried to crystallize or identify some 36 divine virtues which unify these 12 mainstream religions. And while I was doing that, when I finished work on that book, I then got stuck into the near-death experience. And I went to the website of the International Association of Near-Death Studies, very impressive website that they have, and I examined their archives and studied some 500 written accounts of those who have undergone a near-death experience. And initially, I had no plan to write a book on this, but the more accounts I read, the more I realized that all of these people are essentially saying the same thing in slightly different ways or nuances, but the themes and messaging is very similar. So I started to take copious notes, almost like chapter notes, breaking all this messaging down into separate chapters. And then I started to come across written accounts in which the person who had undergone the NDE was told by the being of light, you must return to the earthly realm because you have not completed your life mission yet. You have more to do. And when you return, you must share what you have been taught or imparted with while you've been at the veil. So at that point, the penny dropped. I thought, here is a wonderful opportunity to write a book, which is basically a mouthpiece for these 500 or so people who have received these wonderful messages from the other side. And that's what my book captures. And those who read my book will find that all of those questions, those existential or metaphysical questions, the answers to those questions are found within the book. And I think this is a terrific and exciting time for humanity, because my own view is that I believe we are on the cusp or on the threshold of a wonderful new spiritual age in which the hitherto unseen and largely unknowable unseen worlds or dimensions are being exposed to humanity in a very profound way.
I'm impressed with so many of the questions that you've asked, and I'm looking to get some answers for those questions. One of the things that I've noted is that back in 1992, Gallup did a poll of how many near-death experiences people were experiencing in the United States. That was 1992. They came up with about 5% of the population, or 13 million people. Today, I'm guessing it's accelerated tremendously because so many people are more aware and they're able to talk about it. I'd like to find out a little bit about what, how common is near-death experience right now, and also dive a little deeper into the book as to some of the principles that you're talking about. But Ryan, I got to take a break. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back and find the answers. Well, welcome back, everybody. I have a true courageous pioneer on the show today. His professor, Douglas, and he has got a new book out, which we're going to be putting up on the screen in just a minute here. But before we do that, is near-death experience very common? Is it as common as it was in 92? Is it growing? Is it less? Where are we with that?
Well, Ken, my understanding of the statistics parallels what you've just said, approximately 5% of the population. But I believe that going back 30 or so years, there was a bit more of a stigma involved with the near-death experience, the concern that those who have undergone them might not be able to be understood and may be disbelieved by their friends and family members. And I think that has changed over the past 30 years, in America at least, and also in the UK. There are support groups set up specifically to validate and corroborate what the NDEers have experienced, to give each other mutual support. And I've been in contact with a number of these networks. And often the NDEers, when they're trying to explain to their close ones what happened to them, it's very difficult for those family members to relate because of our limited earthly experience. And what they experience, they often describe as ineffable, undescribable, that there is just no human language that can put the richness of the experience and convey that meaning. In fact, one NDEer said it's a bit like depicting a magnificent sunset on a beach, trying to draw it on the sand with a stick. It's impossible to do.
Well, it kind of makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. I mean, we can perceive through the senses, we can infer through the senses, but if you're going to have that kind of an experience, there's it's more of like almost a super intuitive experience where we don't have the words, as you said, to really describe it. I'm wondering if a lot of these experiences today, are they about the individual having a spiritual awakening themselves? I mean, I think that happens in some of them. But what are some of the messages that are coming through? Why is this happening, and why are we reporting it so much today? As opposed to, the stigma is not there like it was in 92. But, what do you think is happening here? Why is the veil getting lighter, or what's happening?
Well, one of the NDEers said that sometimes the veil is opened for a higher purpose. And I believe that is what is happening today. Some of the NDEers, before they had their experience, they were very religious. Others were agnostics or atheists. But they all speak with one voice that after their NDE, they all believe, they don't believe, they know. They have proof and certainty of the existence of God and heaven. So that's quite remarkable. For those who didn't believe, who had no faith, they now know for a fact that God exists, that heaven exists.
Do they come back with a loving God or a judgmental God, or that life review you talked about? What's going on with that?
Well, they all report that God is the source energy of love, of unconditional love. A love that flows and does not attach any strings to its flow. A love that does not differentiate or differ under any circumstances. The purest form of love, the most powerful energy in the universe. And they no longer fear death because they know that God is love. And they also say that during the life review, God never judges them. We judge ourselves on the life review because we are often our own harshest critic. So the life review is not about punishment. We are not judged on a reward or a punishment basis. The life review, in essence, is a self-assessment. It's a self-realization. It's a complete review.
Once we do the life review, and we judge that there are areas that we need to grow or improve or develop, or what happens then? Are we coming back here? Are we going somewhere else? What are we perfected beings already in that place? What is coming back from the NDEs?
Well, the NDEs report that reincarnation is a universal law, and all of us have lived countless lifetimes in various forms. Another NDEer said, we keep coming back until we get it right. And we don't necessarily reincarnate in the earthly realm. There are countless other physical and spiritual realms of existence. So some of us may return to Earth, some of us may go elsewhere. But the purpose of the life review is to evolve the soul, to elevate the soul consciousness and create elevated awareness, to point out to the soul areas where it was loving, where it did manifest unconditional love to others, and those areas where it fell short of the glory of God, if I can put it that way.
So there's a thought that I have here about the actual purpose of life then. So the purpose, what we're talking about here is if we're reincarnating time and time and time again to become perfect or perfect this experience or this this being, let's say, if the beings come from God, right, and they're perfect, what happened? Like, you know, what happened? What do they talk about that? The NDEs, like, what happened? Did we fall from grace? Are we just born now, these little infinite baby souls, and now we got to mature? What is this? What is this about?
Well, that's a good question, Ken. My understanding is that when we leave our physical body and are rebirthed into the spiritual world, we gain elevated states of awareness or consciousness. Our soul consciousness experiences varying levels of omniscience or all-knowingness. Yeah. But we are imperfect souls. As another NDEer said, we all have light and we all have darkness in our souls. And we are sent to Earth to learn. It is a journey for the soul. We are here to learn what unconditional love is, to practice it, to understand and realize how much God loves us. We are here to serve God by serving humanity, both materially and spiritually. We are here to experience the full gamut of human emotion. And most importantly, we are here to experience trials and tribulations, problems and challenges. Now, we tend to grizzle when these happen in our lives. Why me? Why must I go through this? But the NDEers were consistent. They said, when this happens in your life, you must take stock. You must try to discern why this is happening and what particular lessons or learnings you must take in this earthly incarnation to evolve your soul. So when these happen in your life, problems and challenges, try to take a more positive attitude and try to discern, what am I to learn from this? Am I to develop more patience, more love, the ability to forgive, etc., etc.?
And as we learn that, does that let you, I want to talk about energy, vibration, and resonance. As we learn those lessons, would you say that our sphere of influence actually increases, or that that resonance, that energy, that vibration within us changes as a direct result? We attract different lessons, people, places, and things. And how, what do the NDAs say about that?
Well, the earthly realm, as the NDEers say, is a difficult plane of existence.
Is it what?
And a difficult plane of existence.
Yeah.
We are here to learn, of course, and life on Earth is dense, heavy. We are confined to verbal communication. Very few of us were able to connect with the higher spiritual realms. But when our soul consciousness leaves our body, we leave behind our body, of course, as well as our earthly identity. And we enter a higher vibrational state. And we are known in the spirit world, not by our earthly name, but by our vibrational rate, our frequency, and the color we emit. So the brighter and more vibrant the color, so I understand, the higher the elevated consciousness or state of awareness. I thought that was very interesting.
That's very interesting. So, talk about the colors, what those colors are. Those colors beyond our human capacity to understand.
Well, I had many NDEers describe their experiences in heaven, or glimpsing over the veil into heaven. And many of them mentioned that the colors are unearthly. They've never experienced them on Earth before. And the colors seem to have life of their own, an identity and life of their own. And they are all in harmony with everything else in heaven.
You know, sometimes I have this this vision of... I see all of the life forces on Earth, the trillions of life forces, as a just little twinkling little stars, and then, you know, eventually I think about all the life forces in this complete universe, all the trillions and trillions of life force in this universe, and then I think of other universes that we have no conception of. There might be a trillion universes, and I think, wow, you know. Why is all this? Why was this created that way? And I love what you say about different, you know, this is a low energy vibrational universe compared to maybe probably many others. What's your thought on that?
When the soul consciousness leaves the physical body, it is exposed to eternal truths no human language can begin to describe. As one NDEer said, when I left my body, everything was me and I was everything. It's like tapping into a universal data structure or a universal consciousness. In the earthly realm, it's one of dualism. Everything is separate and apart. You are in America, I am in Australia. But when you enter the world of spirit, everything is one. Everything is interconnected. We are all one. And our soul consciousness is infinite and eternal. It expands. So that is hard for us to conceive, but the world of spirit is non-dualistic. It's oneness, interconnectedness.
Well, it seems to me in this world that that's one of our life lessons. You mentioned unconditional love, but it's unconditional love is also a love of oneness, that we have unconditional love not only for ourselves or our families, but for all those that we come across and all animals and all sentient beings on this planet and other planets. So it's a place right now where Earth is at a pivot point, another pivot point, where we're up-leveling, up-shifting the consciousness, many are. into the understanding of we are oneness. And I believe that, that piece is very practical for us here on Earth, because what happens is that when you realize your oneness with the environment, you're not so apt to pollute the environment. When you understand that you're one with your friends, your neighbors, and you're not so much to go out and, you know, harm them in some way or take from them or steal from them. When we're oneness, we start to understand how the corporations might even be able to change and develop in ways that everybody wins. And we get rid of this leading only with money instead of leading with values and leading with our oneness piece. I'd like to know if any of the NDAs address that in that kind of a practical place or no.
Yes, Ken. One of the NDEers said, and this is backed up by religious scripture, mm-hmm. when we harm others, we harm ourselves. Mm-hmm. Many of them had references to nature. They said, God is in nature. God is nature. This planet is a living organism. It's our mother. It provides our sustenance, our survival, in fact. And they all said that it's a universal law that we must not take from nature more than our needs require and more than can be sustainably produced. And of course, the indigenous populations of the world have known that for millennia. But here in the West, we tend not to look at it from that spiritual perspective. But the NDEers said that we have much to study, much to learn from nature, and indeed the basis of reincarnation can be found in nature. So we are at a pivotal point, as you say. We are all interconnected. It's very hard for us to realize that in the earthly realm, because we have this notion of being separate from everything and everyone else. But at the subatomic level, at the deepest foundational level of the atom, we are all connected. It is all connected by the smallest particles. So dense material, like a desk or a car or a tree, that is not actually solid. It is a group of atoms solidified, but the space between you and the tree, there are still atoms, but not so densely packed together. This message also came across clearly from the NDEers, and it's very hard for us to conceptualize that on Earth, but that appears to be the case. And subatomic quantum mechanics and particle theory seems to back that up.
It does seem to back it up, and three scientists were given the Nobel Peace Prize, 2 years ago or so, they showed the interconnected of all of us. And it's starting, science is trying to catch up with some of the old esoteric teachings that have been here with the ancients for many, many years. You know, I got to take a break, and I want to take a little deeper dive into what exactly is soul consciousness? What is that? And what do the NDEs say about that? We'll be right back. From my heart to yours, I pray that you'll continue to seek and look for that which you can't see, that which you can't hear, that which, you know, seems impossible to you. Because when you start to get out of the rational mind and you start to tune into the soul, anything is possible for you. From my heart, again, to yours. Till next time. Hello, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Welcome to the Voices of Courage show today. Today, we're exploring messages from the other side, from beyond the veil. We are talking about near-death experiences. We are tuning into what life is about, what life purpose is about. Is there a God out there? Is there something else out there? We're answering some questions that maybe you have. So this will be a very interesting program today. And as with all of our shows, these shows are meant for you to expand your awareness, expand your consciousness, be able to help you to maybe understand some of the mysteries of this world, be able to see things that you've never seen before, hear things you've never heard before, and do things you've never been able to do before either. So that's what this show is about. I hope you'll tell your family and friends about this show because that's how we grow. But more importantly, that's how we all connect to one another. When we start to let go of ignorance, we tune into truth, wisdom, courage, life gets better for all of us. So stay tuned here. I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, I have a very special guest I'd like to share with you today. He's a professor. He's studied NDA for quite a while. And he's going to be talking about his own experiences and how it can relate to all of us. So we'll be right back.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Well, we'll be right back with Professor Douglas Hodgson from Australia in just a moment. I want to mention to my listeners out there and viewers that this show grows because of you. This show exists because of you. You have asked me to do this show, so many of you, and asked me to expand some of our topics, which I'm doing now. And if you like what we're doing, please go and subscribe to us on YouTube. Please let your friends and your family and associates know. That's how we do change. That's how we grow each other's consciousness and we're in service with one another. So if today that you'll do that, you just go find one person. Just say, hey, listen, have you listened to Voices of Courage yet? With Ken D. Foster. Go check this out. This is what I learned on here. If you do that, we'll all grow together. Hope you can do that. All right, back to my interview with Professor Douglas Hodgson. Professor, soul consciousness, what exactly is that?
It is who and what we are at the deepest foundational level. The NDEers consistently state that the soul consciousness is eternal and it's infinite. You could describe it as transcendental in nature. It exists before we are born in the earthly realm, and it continues to exist when we leave it. The soul consciousness is God. We are the source energy of God. And you often hear of religion referring to God being immanent or dwelling within us, the divine spark that dwells within us. We are the source energy connected with everything and most importantly to God. And NDEers, after they've had their experience, they no longer fear death. In fact, they say death is human error. It's badly misunderstood. Only our physical body dies. We leave it behind, and our soul consciousness returns to our true home. In fact, if I can quote a Taoist proverb, I think it's from the Tao Te Ching, which says it very well. Life is a venturing forth to learn, but death is a returning home. And when our physical body dies, we do return home. We return home to the higher spiritual realms for a debriefing and self-assessment before our soul journey begins again in another incarnation.
Well, listen, I'm so glad I'm a coach. I've been a life coach and a business strategist for all these years. And of course, what I've been doing for many people for so long is helping them to assess all areas of their life, where they are and where they'd like to grow, improve, and remember who they are at the deepest level. So I just mentioned that. And I'd like to get to your book. Gosh, I have so many questions, though. Let's get to your book, and then I want to ask you a little bit about the positive and negative energies that we all carry here, and how important is that? But before I do, let's talk about spiritual revelations from beyond the veil. What can our listeners, what are the principles behind here? I know we're talking some of them. What are the benefits to the listener or viewers to get this book? What are the benefits to them?
Well, Ken, many fear death. Others fear life. Some don't know why we're here. The answers are very clear and contained in my book. Actually, the NDEer said that the divine messaging is clear and logical and rational. It is we as human beings who are prone to overcomplication. So for anyone who is pondering why they are here, then they will find the answers in my book. But specifically, I've targeted a number of groups, particularly those who have had an NDE. And as I said, some of them have difficulty relating to their close ones after the experience. And my book is designed to corroborate and validate their experience. You're not alone. You're not crazy. You didn't suffer a delusional experience. You experienced the ultimate reality. Those who are terminally ill will take comfort and solace in knowing that there is a beautiful afterlife that awaits them. And they will not be condemned or punished by a wrathful God. They will be taken by a gentle and kind and loving being of light who will take them through their life and assess when they gave and manifested unconditional love to others and when they could have acted much better towards others.
Very nice. Well, where can people get the book, God bless?
Well, it's available on Amazon. I believe it's coming out Amazon USA on January the 1st. Kindle, Hive, IndieBound, most online booksellers, bricks and mortar local bookstores, and through my publisher, Collective Inc. Books. The particular imprint is Zero Books, www.zerobooks.com.
Well, I know I want that book. I don't know about my listeners or audience, but I think they're going the same thing. Hey, this is an important piece of work that we all probably better understand and read. From a practical point of view, what can somebody do to know themselves, to be able to make this life a life that counts? I'm going to take a break. When we come back, I'd like you to answer that. Thank you so much.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kennedy Foster. I'm talking with Professor Douglas Hodgson from Australia. We're talking about near-death experiences and his new book. All righty. How can we make this life count?
Ken, we can each improve our lives by living in ways that are more positive, that draw upon the positive energy of the universe, and avoid situations in which we indulge in negative energy. Now, it's interesting, the NDEers use the term positive or light as opposed to negative or darkness. It's equivalent to religion, which refers to righteousness versus evil. But if we open ourselves up to the positive energy of the universe will open up to us. What are the highest forms of positive energy? Well, loving kindness, unconditional love, compassion for all sentient beings, material and spiritual charity to others, patience, forgiveness, truthfulness, peacefulness, and contentment. And to avoid the negative energies which we often encounter in society today. Hatred, anger, fear. We judge others rather than looking for the goodness in them. Greed, violence and harm to others. So my book will encourage the readers to draw upon those positive energies, which are really what I consider to be the divine virtues, which I identified in my previous book, Transcendental Spirituality. And by living life according to those positive energies, we become more attuned to why we're here on earth and what our particular mission here is and what we have to achieve before leaving this plane of existence.
I love it. You know, I years ago, I did an exercise called the Positive Focus Exercise. I think it was one of the Unity ministers that had recommended that, Ernest Holmes, I think it was. And, you know, it took me about a year to complete 7 consecutive days of looking at things from a positive point of view. And I can say what happened, and the day I hit that is I woke up and everything turned fluorescent. Everything turned, you know, the colors are brighter than I've ever seen in my entire life. They stayed that way for several days until I went back in my old habit of thinking the way I think, right? And, it's profound what we can change our perception when we tune into that positive energy. I also experienced that in my own home, where when my wife and I first got married, we had a lot of stuff that we, you know, I liked my stuff and she liked her stuff, but we didn't necessarily like each other's stuff. But we thought, you know, there's so many objects in the world. Why don't we just let go of objects that we don't both love and bring that resonance, that love, that energy? It took us a while to do, but we did. And when you walk into our home, you feel that energy, not just emanating from us, but every object, everything that it's in the environment. It just, to create positive environments within and without, I think are a key critical step to up-leveling our consciousness. What say you?
Agreed, Ken. I couldn't agree more. Both books that I've written and had published this year say the same thing. My first book is coming from a religious perspective. My second book, which is called Spiritual Revelations from Beyond the Veil, is coming from a non-religious perspective. But both of them converge. And in fact, that's the topic of my next book, The Near-Death Experience and Sacred Scripture, The Parallel Messaging. And the fundamental message is, if we live in accordance with positive energy, as I've just described, or these 36 divine virtues, the world is going to be a much better, peaceful, and sustainable place.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. I think, you know, a lot of people have, we have identity problems here around the world. We think we are our homes, our cars, our girlfriends, our bodies, our minds. I mean, you can go, we identify with that, as opposed to identifying with the infinite soul, the spirit that lives within us, that is infinite and eternal. And what's next here in this beautiful experience that we've created? Or, you know, some people think, you know, they ask, you know, and I got to close the show here, but some people go, where's hell? Well, you know, for a lot of you, you're living in it. Okay. So, you know, it's like, look at where we live and look at what your consciousness is. And I think the professor is doing his job to elevate our consciousness in so many ways. I really want to thank you for being here. Okay. I got about a minute. Final thoughts here, Douglas.
Well, as one NDEer said, Ken, give to the world more than you take from it. Also, the golden rule is essentially a uniform message of all mainstream world religions. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That summarizes the basic philosophy of all of these religions. When we leave this realm, we leave behind our wealth, fame, possessions, and all that we are allowed to take with us is the love we have given to others. So treat others.
I'm going to pause you there because I got to end the show, but thank you so much for being here. I hope you come back. I really enjoyed this and love to have you back next year, later in the year to be able to do this. So
I'd love to come back, Ken. I've so much enjoyed our conversation.
Thank you. Much success in your book. From my heart to yours, I pray that you'll continue to seek and look for that which you can't see, that which you can't hear, that which, you know, seems impossible to you. Because when you start to get out of the rational mind and you start to tune into the soul, anything is possible for you. From my heart, again, to yours. Till next time.